This is Duke. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel. You're listening to Distorted View Daily. Now get out of my face or I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck. Jagoo!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments in Sexual Harassment Training Videos.
Hey, John. Looks like someone's been riding the waves.
Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too.
But the other two look like they're all right.
Hey, if you two chicks want to get knocked up, John, I'm glad to help you.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, now.
Don't run away.
Don't run away.
Big leg devil.
Hey,
yeah.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth
solution
dropped
by
my
own.
I need a milkshake.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. Nice.
Yes, Tim Henson with you, back to end the week with the Friday program. Oh, freaks, you came on a good night. You know, there are some days where the show just records itself, and I have a feeling today is going to be one of those programs.
Our baby was born mentally retarded.
Don't be like us. Take care of yourself.
She means get an abortion. I have some just mind-blowing retard audio for you today, and I gotta say thanks to Woo Woo Woo, Daryl Mikowski, honey, from whorehole.org. All those horny guys are a whole other topic. I can't get into that right now, but I'll just say, you know, you missed a great episode yesterday. I was calling that stupid party line. Those were some of the disgusting perverts looking for a pussy to fuck. They all seem like sweet guys, though.
Yeah, kick it in your ass, you fucking little whore, bitch. Take it.
See what I mean? Romantic. If you want to hear that episode of DV, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. It was an exclusive program yesterday. As for today, I got to say thanks to Cheryl for sending this clip in. It is what I consider to be the Holy Grail, and that is a television show hosted by a panel of retards. Yes! This is what I've been searching for my entire life! God is really smiling down upon me. It's a good day, freaks. A real good day. Now, many years ago here on DV, I played clips from a public access program called the Merrill Howard Kalin Show. It was a cooking show hosted by an unsavory. Now, what could be funnier than that? A retard cooking. How about a bunch of window lickers hosting a current events program? That's kind of what we have here. Dun 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 dun. Let's let the retard speak to us on TV! Yeah! I like that theme song. Alright, let's hear who we are dealing with here.
Hello, welcome to Community Corner. My name is David.
Community.
Hello, welcome to Community Corner. My name is David Dritano.
Okay.
Okay, hello, my name is Aaron County Castle.
Hello.
I like werewolves.
Okay, hello, my name is Aaron County Castle.
Hello.
Welcome to Community Corner. My name is Mr. Ryan Nicholas
what?
Gray.
What was that?
Welcome to Community Corner. Welcome to Community Corner. Welcome to Community Corner. Welcome to Community Corner.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Welcome to Community Corner.
My name is Mr. Ryan Nicholas Gray.
March is a Disability Awareness Month today. And we...
March is Disability Awareness Month today.
March is a Disability Awareness Month today. And we welcome Judy Phelps, who works for people with special needs. She helps by providing them with technology to help them speak.
Well, now it just sounds like you're reading. You're a very poor presenter.
Providing them... Speaking.
He's apologizing.
Hearing, writing, and move. she has a guest with her today that uses having tools to live their lives. Please, would you introduce yourselves to our audience?
All right.
Sure. My name is Judy Phelps, and I work for the Wayne Assistant.
Oh, I don't care what you have to say, lady. But I am interested in the friend you brought along.
Cerebral palsy isn't an illness. Oh. It is a close head injury.
Cyborg monster! Poor girl, her name is Sarah.
Welcome to both of you, Sarah and Judy. They're just coming down to both of you.
Judy, tell us about...
What the hell is going on? What is he saying?
Welcome to both of you, Sarah and Judy. They're just coming down to both of you.
Judy, tell us about the people that you serve.
Sure, we work with students.
I really have no interest in the answers. I'm just, you know what I'm fascinated by? Is just how different handicapped people speak. Like this guy.
Please tell us about the ages that you help.
I want to know. I have a question for you. And that is, what are the ages of the people that you help? I'm curious about, you know, the ages. What? How many old? How old are these people? You know, like, wow, that is insane. I always said that I would love to have a retard be my announcer on the show, and I know some of my listeners have some unsavory relatives because you've called in and mentioned it. Come on, come through. You're listening. Children's Talk Radio. All right, here's another question.
Thank you, Aaron. Gentlemen, thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Aaron. Gentlemen, thank you, gentlemen.
Oh.
Now, please. Now, what is adaptive? What is adaptive technology?
Spit it out already! Cheryl told me that there's like 5 episodes of this show on YouTube right now. Corey, this might give me some great mashup clips.
Oh, that's very interesting to know.
I have a question.
You know, they're not paying attention to anything this woman is saying. You know, they're looking down at their notebooks the entire time, trying to figure out when they can speak.
Interesting to know.
Kind of sounds like Raymond 14. Okay.
Interesting to know.
I have a question that I don't skip me on.
Yes, Waterhead number 2. You've got a question?
Judy, do you also meet with families?
What was that? I'm sorry. Come again?
Don't throw us away.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Cheryl, for sending the retard community access show in. Moving on, gotta also say thanks to DB listener Morton or something like that. He sent in a clip, and I am fascinated with this guy. His name, what the hell is it? John Jacobson? He's a choreographer for children. Kind of, you know, like, I guess show choir or glee club or something, and he has all these videos online, and it's mesmerizing.
Up! Punch, across, crank, crank, stay down, shoulder, chin, shoulder, and tap, double dream hands, and thumbs to yourself.
Dream hands, shoulder, 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 chin, slide, thumb, and double dream hands.
Up, punch, across, crank, crank, stay down, shoulder, chin, shoulder, and tap. Double dream hands, and thumbs to yourself, punch again. Now point your right hand from low to high, punch, crank underhanded. 2 pats, shoulder, double dream hands. Up, just like before. Crank.
Fascinating.
Stay down, shoulder, chin, shoulder, shoulder, shoulder.
Double dream hands.
Again. Thumbs to yourself.
Let me fast forward just a little bit here.
2-step claps. Reach to the audience. 2-step claps. Hands to your knees. Left jazz hand.
So
left, right.
Incredibly gay. Oh, there's jazz. What's the difference between jazz hands and dream
burst.
Hands?
Like before.
And burst. Burst dream hands. Slide shoulder, shoulder, chin. Up and
point high to low.
Point high to low.
Crank your underhanded.
Crank.
Pat. Double dream hands. And.
Double dream hands. Do your double dream hands. Shoulder, 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 chin. Slide, point to the sky, and burst. This is going to be a new test of patience. I'm going to compile all of these songs. He's got tons of them online. Here's another one.
Clap and reach both hands high. And wipe wipe.
Sway snap.
Sway snap.
Clap and wipe. And Sugarfoot, have fun.
Sugarfoot. Holy shit, Sugarfoot.
Play the trumpet.
Slide, slide, Sugarfoot, burst, dream hands, jazz hands, crank.
Play the drums. Sway snap. Clap and wipe again.
Play the drum. Trumpet, Sugar trumpet, foot. Trumpet, flute.
Truckin' fingers.
I prefer the skin flute.
Step and clap. Now grab your partner by the hands. And we'll swing all the way under. Tilt.
Jazz hands, jazz hands.
Ah, big smiles. Ah, jitterbug.
He went with a jitterbug. I would have went with a sway snap.
Turn her under if you'd like. Now, face the front. Play trombones.
This is just... I'm enthralled. I actually kind of feel like I've learned something about choreography, and I would like to try my hand at choreographing one of Tonetta's songs. Chin, chin, shoulder, thumb, crank, shoulder, shoulder, chin, tap, punch, punch again, two-step clap, hands to your knees, and up, burst, Sugarfoot, 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 jitterbug burst, jazz hands, punch, punch, tap, stay down, slide, chin, chin, thumb, double dream hands, crank, 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 tap, punch, step, hands to your knees, and up, and burst. Not bad, huh? Thank you. You always want to end with the Sugarfoot. All right. Thank you very much, John Jacobson and Morton, for sending that crap in. So stupid. Have you guys ever heard of the band The Pogues? I haven't. But then again, if it's not Justin Bieber or Paula Abdul, I'm not interested.
Hey, baby. You got to remember. I'm forever your girl. Baby, forever, never and ever, you know I am.
Yeah. That's how I get ready for every episode of Distorted View. I sing a little Paula Abdul.
He can promise the moon and the stars above, even if he promised me the world.
Why am I such a faggot?
Remember?
I really am. All right, here is an interview with, I guess, the lead singer from the Pogues. He's incredibly drunk, incredibly not attractive, and has the most mangled up grill I've ever seen.
Tommy. Hi, Shane. My name is Luke. Pleased to meet you. Great concert. You can sit down. Okay.
I don't want to sit down.
You want to do the interview standing up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do the interview standing up.
Okay. Well, how is it with you?
Fine.
You're drinking water right now?
No, it's gin.
Not gin. You like gin?
Pure gin. And the breath have raped me, mutilated me.
Sorry, Mom.
Is this what his music sounds like? I heard the word rape and mutiny.
And the breath have raped and mutilated me.
Sorry, Mom.
Since I'll be there,
voice of an angel.
Dat
is ooit mij niet door geweest.
Shoulder, shoulder, chin, slide, burst. Right? Sugarfoot.
You know, people go on about my lyrics and all I do is I'm a journalist. You know?
You don't even notice how fucking drunk he is with the Sugarfoot.
You know,
I'm mesmerized by it.
You know, people go on about my lyrics and all I do is I'm a journalist. You know?
And someone just fell and crashed. Someone else from the band who was incredibly drunk. Okay. You get the idea. I guess, I don't know if the Pogues are... popular overseas or something. I'm sure you guys will call in and let me know. A couple more random clips and then we will get into the news. Here is a short news blooper. Oh, I love the bloopies.
Has impacts for the Maritimes. We will play out the entire story. So thanks for joining us. Grab a hot cup of cocoa.
Grab a hot cock. That's one way to get viewers. You're watching San Diego's number one rated gay newscast with Jamie Fiddles and Brent Montgomery. Meteorologist Christian Sparkles and Devin Kisses with sports while figure skating in female gymnastics. I'm Jamie Fiddles. Grab a hot cock, because here are the headlines. I said cock and head in the same sentence. Oh, I'm bad today. Seriously, though. 7 dead, another 18 wounded. All right, there really should be some gay newscasts.
I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God!
There are a lot of gay weathermen, that's for sure. Especially in Columbus, Ohio.
This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg. That's right. I'm calling out
all of you Columbus weathermen. You're all gay, except for the fat one on NBC4. No one wants you.
Oh, God. If that... Oh, my God! That is... Oh, my God! Oh, no!
I'm surprised this guy doesn't work for a Columbus station. They seriously are all gay. Why? Why? What is it with gay people in the weather?
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Oh, okay. It's all starting to make sense now. The weather girls had something to do with it. All right. Before we get into the news, I've got one more song for you, believe it or not. I mean, between Paula Abdul, the weather girl, I mean, what more could I possibly play? Here is a song all about proper wiping.
Now, when you finish going potty, do you know what you have to do next?
Not stand up. That's for goddamn sure.
Just gone potty, day number 2. Now what you gonna do? You're gonna wipe your bottom.
Wipe your bottom.
Wipe your bottom.
Wipe your bottom.
Wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, wipe, wipe. It's easy as that. Find the toilet paper.
Are kids really so stupid nowadays that they need a song to help them learn how to wipe their fucking assholes?
Give it a pull, watch the toilet paper roll. Wipe your bottom, wipe your bottom.
Did you guys have songs to help you through this process? No.
Give it a pull, watch the toilet paper roll. Wipe your bottom, wipe your bottom. Wipe your bottom,
wipe your bottom.
Wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, 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 it's easy as that. Oh, wipe your bottom, wipe your bottom. Wipe your bottom, wipe your bottom. Wipe your bottom, front to back. Wipe, 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 it's easy as that. Wipe your bottom.
Yeah! Climbing up the charts. Watch out, Rihanna. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. I gotta talk about our sponsor for Sextastic Tuesday, that's AdamandEve.com, just because it's Valentine's Day coming up. I want you guys to take advantage of this deal. For a limited time, if you use coupon code FREAK at checkout, F-R-E-A-K, you're gonna get 50% off just about any item. So find something at Adam and Eve, type in coupon code FREAK at checkout, you're gonna save 50% on that item. Plus, you're gonna get free shipping. They're also gonna throw in a romance kit for you and your partner. That's a gift for him, a gift for her, probably a dildo or vibrator or something. And then something you guys can both enjoy, and you're also going to get a free adult DVD. So lots of goodies, plus free shipping and 50% off just about any item at adamandeve.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FREAK, that's F-R-E-A-K. And while you're buying shit, why not sign up for the Sideshow? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. That is our member site. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and I try to do video cast and weekend shows and stuff like that for you as well. And finally, don't forget, Distorted View merchandise is available, going very quickly. Go there right now, jagoo.net for t-shirts, trading cards, posters, all that sort of bullshit. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Actually, this might be a Distorted View update. It comes from Jacksonville. One day before she murdered her infant son, I'm interested, with her bare hands, that's badass right there, in her Jacksonville home, Alexandra Tobias took a personality test on the internet that cast a grim outlook in a sophomoric tone. Okay. The quiz results, posted to her Facebook page, labeled her as bipolar, with a passage that read, "Way to go, crazy person. You're too much for any one person to handle, including yourself." The next morning, 3-month-old Dylan Lee Edmondson was dying of head injuries as investigators, doctors, and county jail inmates and even family began spotting a pattern of lies to cover up an ugly truth. Tobias, 22, a Wolfson High School graduate who wanted to go to college and had a generally good reputation as a parent, had shaken the baby to death while playing interactive games on her Facebook page, specifically Farmville. She went fucking batshit crazy from all the requests. Jenny needs help tending her farm. Bobby wants to give you a sheep. Becky needs water for her trees! Ah, it's all too much! So can you really blame her for taking her child and shaking its little brain loose?
Shaken baby syndrome is caused by violent shaking.
I'm getting angry. I don't want to be angry! People getting me angry here!
Now shake a baby.
He just got into it, and all of a sudden, she said, something just hit her. Bam! All upside his head. Just slap the dick will make you slap somebody.
I'm really going to lose it and shake my baby today.
And shake them around for your enjoyment, folks.
Most experts believe that no one gets up in the morning planning to shake a baby.
I understand you have trouble getting your mind around it. I do, too. But it is a fact. Don't shake babies.
Squeal like a pig.
Really, is there a more insensitive program out there? I dare you to find it. It's something I'm incredibly and inexplicably proud of. All right, yes. Tobias, 22, a Wolfson High School graduate who wanted to go to college and had a generally good reputation, shook the baby to death while playing interactive games on Facebook. Circuit Judge Adrian G. Sound sentenced Tobias to 50 years in prison after hearing several hours of testimony on Tuesday. Tobias cried at points, but was led to a fingerprinting station with a blank look on her face. After a scathing lecture from the bench, quote, "He who is the most defenseless among us was murdered by his own mommy." I like how he used that word, mommy. And why? Because he was crying during a game of Fishville or Farmville or whatever was going on during Facebook time that day, the judge said. The sentence was the highest end of a plea bargain negotiated in October, as Tobias pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in Dylan's case. Her plea went viral as popular websites like Gawker and The Daily Beast picked up on the story, and CNN's Nancy Grace show picked apart the case for nearly an hour. To the baby's father, E.J. Edmondson, that was the most disheartening part of the ordeal. That is insulting. It wasn't about Facebook, it was about my son, he said outside the courtroom. More disheartening, Edmondson said he did not know until he listened to forensic testimony Tuesday that his son was in pain for the final hours of his life. Tobias told the judge she was suffering from postpartum depression, but wants to go back to the good person she was before the killing. I hate myself for what I did, but not for who I am, she said. I'm just a person who loves Fishville. Tobias' friends and family described her as a fun-loving, albeit somewhat mischievous child, who grew into a respectable woman. Life dealt her some tough knocks, though. She found her mother dead in 2008. She told a psychologist she'd been raped at a younger age. I wish I had a mashup for rape, but I don't. Her plans to go to college were set back when she got pregnant, and whatever. I've lost interest in the story. Second story we have for you today also comes from our most fucked up state.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, this story comes from the Punta Gorda region or something. Parents in one neighborhood are breathing a sigh of relief tonight after sheriff deputies cleaned out a former park area in the area known as a sex park. Alligator Creek has been known in the past as an area with some good fishing, but more recently, parent Tabitha Lorari says it's known as Pickle Park. That's all I know it as. She Pickle Park. Do you know why they call it that?
It's raining men! Hallelujah! It's raining
yes.
men!
Every Amen. Specimen.
I'm gonna go out!
All right, enough. Yeah, she went on to explain just how the park got its name. It's where men go. They park their vehicle, they walk back to the woods, they do business they're not supposed to be doing, and they walk out. She lives in a neighboring community and says she called authorities after her kids spotted men coming out of the wooded area. I've had my daughter get off the bus and she's seen gentlemen. That's a very kind word. Walking out, zipping their pants up, and she's asking me why. And my daughter is only 6 years old, the mother explained. He was getting his cock sucked, honey. Thursday, deputies and county workers were out there changing things. They were mowing lawns and cutting down trees in what used to be a heavily wooded area. They say they're trying to keep sexual activity out and make the area more family-friendly. The wild growth is no longer going to be an area for them to hide. We get complete exposure now from Taylor Road, said Robert Melendez with the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. Lorari says she's happy about the cleanup, but she says it still may be challenging to keep perps out. The gentlemen coming in and out of the park, they're not secretive. They don't come out at night. They don't come out early in the morning. It's usually 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, guys don't just get horny in the middle of the night. No, they get horny in the afternoon, too. They got to, you know, TCB. For now, deputies say they're going to keep a close watch on the park to ensure the park is used for its natural resources and nothing else. So there you go. And finally today, we've got a story from North Highlands, California. A 12-year-old girl says she found a naughty adult message on a piece of kids' Valentine's Day candy. Quote, "I thought it was kind of shocking," said Sierra Bush. Bush. "I was reading them, and I brought it to my mom after I saw it. Her parents were stunned at what they saw." Quote, "Nice tits," said Derek DeAnda, reading the message printed on the small piece of candy that referred to a woman's chest. The candy came from a pack of conversation hearts, DeAndra said he bought, or DeAnda, whatever the fuck his name is, said he bought at a discount store in North Highlands. He said he was shocked when his daughter discovered the naughty message after she opened the bag of candy. He emailed the candy maker and said he got a quick response. A phone call came the next day asking him to mail the candy and the entire bag back to the company so they could investigate. While he was shocked, he said he doesn't have any plans to sue. He just wants to warn other parents. "I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. Watch what you get." The manager of the store where the candy was bought said she has not had any other complaints about that particular candy brand. It's about time those heart-shaped candies were updated to reflect the way we really talk to women. Sexy whore hole. Finger you? Question mark. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in Smizzy. Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to say thank you for influencing pop culture. I just heard the Bunny Crush mashup. Okay, whatever, remix.
Yeah.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbow. On American fucking Idol. Huh. Of course, they're pussies, so they cut out the
they didn't include the Bunny Crush
sound. But still,
it'd be funny if they used that version.
Never heard that song to your podcast, and now they're stealing it from you? Man,
yeah.
You are influencing.
I know
the
for
world.
A fact a lot of American Idol workers, staffers, listen to the show. Workers.
Hey, Tim. Pierre, sideshow member from New York.
Yes,
Pierre. So you know how we have these, you know, your freak moment. And I was thinking we could introduce a new type of moment. The moment where TV was too much, and we could have the jingle and all this shit. But it happened to me twice. I'm fine with, you know, no problem whatsoever with the shit slurping or maggot filled pussy story or Bunny Crush audio.
Standard
TV
fan.
But twice I had this shock. When, you know, I actually had to, you know, for half a second think if you were going too far and then move on, of course. But once it was the video where a woman kicked a kid in the head and the kid toppled. It was in one of your video special things.
Oh, a video cast.
And
okay.
The second one is the kid in asphyxiation.
Oh, yeah. That was tough.
But, you know.
I noticed Bunny Crush wasn't in there. That was easier to handle for you than the cat being suffocated. Oh, that was horrible. I hope that woman... Who did they ever find out who did that?
Oh. Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida.
Yes, Sid.
And, you know, at this point in my life, I realized that I called you yesterday. Please, please don't talk to voicemail. I know how you feel about... voicemail.
Well, listen, your voice. I'm looking at the time here. You ramble on for 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Do you think I'm actually going to play the whole thing?
But at the same time, me and CB Gunnan, we love your toy. Your podcast. I almost said toy cast.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Japanese fish that's toy?
Okay, you're losing me here. You better get back on track. Come on.
Lionfish?
Five. Four, anyway. Three, two,
is it
one.
Really?
I'm going to fast forward.
Facebook.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No.
Hey, Tim, this is Houston from New York. Regarding this standing up or sitting down to wipe your shit off your butthole, I'm not quite sure where I stand on that because I don't sit down on the toilet and wipe my ass. I kind of stand up and squat forward a little bit. Hmm. And I squat down a little, so I'm not sure.
It's a hybrid shit wiping. Yeah, it's very interesting. I asked Joe, I don't know if you guys have been following me on Twitter, but my roommate now is on Twitter as well. I talk to him more on Twitter, I think. But so yesterday, it's really, he was commenting, just a matter of fact, a few minutes ago, he said that he heard me screaming and screeching my Paula Abdul singing, and he said I do a horrible impression of her. But anyways, I asked him yesterday if he wipes sitting down or standing up, I can't believe I haven't asked him that before. But he actually stands up. He's a stand-up. He said he was taught that way.
But sitting on the toilet to reach on there and wipe your ass is kind of weird to me, because what if a little piece of
He always has skid marks, so...
Tries to jump on your hand.
I mean, it
and again, you probably would like
supports
that.
My theory that people who stand up to wipe are just dirty, have dirtier assholes.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, this is TD, the Juggalo Christian Republican Sideshow Freak from Vermont.
Quite a combo.
And I was just listening to more of the debate about standing up or sitting down when wiping your ass.
This.
And you were wondering
I'm
about how it is someone would stand up when they wipe their ass.
Yeah.
Pretty simple. We don't want our hands getting in the bowl.
What the fuck?
Stand up.
What are you talking about? Your hand in the bowl? That has never happened to me. My hand has never touched the water, turds, anything like that.
Jaguar Timmy, Sideshow Freak, Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric cardiologist. I was calling to comment on that Sex Testing Tuesday story you read about Batman and RoboCop. I submitted that to you a while ago.
Oh, did you?
Along with every other story that the author has ever written. The author's name is Comic Snicks, and he's covered a lot of fucked up stories.
Well, I'm sorry I did not give you props for that. I must have missed that.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle. And was yes. Just
oh, you know what? I should mention, he wanted me to talk about his blog. If you want to follow CJ and, you know, all the stuff that's going on with him, he's got some sort of terminal cancer. And he set up a blog. It's called thisapparatus.blogspot.com. So you can, follow CJ, what's going on with him. It's not all depressing. He's a, an amusing guy. He's a freak. He's one of us. So, of course, some of the entries are a little weird. So you might enjoy that. I'll try to put a link to it on the show notes today if I remember. But yes, CJ, go right ahead. Continue on, my friend.
And was just listening to that that Pokemon Jesus remake song. And it pretty much makes me want to stick my thumb in my eye.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yep, that's it. Thanks a lot, Tim.
A lot of Pokemon audio recently.
Hey, Tim. Sideshow member Dan from Texas here.
No, you're not.
I wanted to say I wipe my ass sitting down because I'm a careless fairy.
That has nothing. It's nothing to do if you're gay. My roommate stands up and he's a big cock smoking faggot.
Hey, Timmy Boo, what it do? Hey, this is Sideshow member Mike from Tulsa. Just wanted to chime in on the ass wiping question. And
everyone's chiming
in. Another member for you that wipes his ass standing up.
Oh, I'm sick of hearing from you people.
Spiral him, fucker, out here in LA.
Oh,
hey, man, fucking, I was trapped near the inner circle of thought.
I was trapped near the inner circle of thought.
Right, so fucking, I just ran into a major celebrity out here, dude. You gotta leave Columbus, Ohio to run into really important people. Ken Williams looked right at me and said, "Hey there, Spiral Ham, fucker. Skeet or die, you know you love it."
All right. Someone was asking about Spiral Hamfucker recently.
The good Tim. It's Incognito.
Hi, Incognito.
Enough is enough. I'm going to have to raise a bullshit flag on all these people calling in, talking about they stand up to wipe their ass. Not only do these people admit to doing that dumb shit, they have the audacity to say that people who sit down and wipe their ass, that seems weird to them.
I know.
The fuck? That's like saying, oh, all these people... they smoke cigarettes with their mouths, but no, not me.
Incognito does not approve. I think he speaks for the whole Negro community, actually.
My nose.
You do not approve of your shenanigans.
And I just inhale the smoke.
Yes.
Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
He's very upset. All right, thank you, Incognito. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Shoulder. Chin. Shoulder, shoulder, shoulder.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. I leave you now with a special tribute to our gay Columbus weathermen. Until Monday, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody. Ha! We're your weather gays. And have we got news for you. You better listen. Get ready, all you lonely girls. And leave those umbrellas at home. All right.
It's rising.
Rising.
The runner's getting low.
How low, girls?
According to all sources.
What sources now?
The street's the place to
better hurry up. Cause tonight for the first time, just about 10:30, for the first time in history, it's gonna start raining men. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Amen. I'm gonna go out, gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet. It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men. Every specimen, tall, black, dark and lean, rough and tough and strong and mean. God bless Mother Nature, she's a single woman too. She did what she had to do. She taught every angel. She arranged the sky so that each and every woman could find her perfect guy. It's raining men, yeah!